Migrant Offshore Aid Station was a project that our family decided to do once that we heard and once we actually witnessed out firsthand the tragedies that were happening in the Central Mediterranean off of Lampedusa. This was a call to action for us, and we decided to put our efforts and our intellectual knowledge of search and rescue to use for the greater good of this situation. And obviously that, you know, I've mentioned today that we have been operational for 2 years and have managed to save 27,000 lives, which is a huge accomplishment. But not just that, we are able to inspire so many other organizations, big organizations, such as Médecins Sans Frontières. We're now partnered with the Red Cross. Save the Children has followed our lead as well. And many other small, localized European NGOs that have formed to address this root cause. And I think that this, you know, what we've been able to do goes to show you that you can play a part in solutions. And that this is the message that I wanted to bring here today, was that everybody has the potential to help in this crisis, whether it be major organizations looking collectively at smaller NGOs and partnering with them in a collaborative way to address these issues, governments collaborating with others and individuals to look at new ways to start involving themselves in solving this crisis. And it's inspiring. We walk away from here knowing that the world is moving in the right step.
What made you take this decision, the decision to do something about the issue that you have just described?
My family was out on a private luxury ship, actually. We weren't thinking about involving ourselves in this crisis, but we started to realize that in this same place that we're enjoying our lives, that we're enjoying our vacation, people are dying. And that really struck us. That really moved us to say, what are we doing with our lives? Why are we only thinking of ourselves? And I think global leaders, you know, such as Pope Francis, who talked about the globalization of indifference, it really moved us to actually start doing something about it. And I think that is that awakening that you feel when you start to realize that the world is not going to get better unless that you yourself get involved and start making a difference. I do feel very socially invigorated.
What would be your message to people around the world, or more specifically on the Western people who have like fears or let's say like negative views on refugees and migrants?
Well, I would invite people to personally get involved in the crisis and to start experiencing exactly what it is to help a refugee and to help a migrant, and also to get to know a migrant and refugee, because I think that people have a false imagination about, you know, what is this crisis entail. We have experienced firsthand the humanization of this crisis by interacting and by rescuing many of these people. But I think that we as a civil society need to get more involved in this crisis and to start to touch people and to start to feel what it is like, and to understand what it is to be a refugee and to be a migrant. And I think that once that we can start to connect, then we can start to move forward in this crisis.